Dear our brilliant newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. And hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 9th of October, and here in Auroville it is partly sunny on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is periods of clouds and sunshine with a couple of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and later on we can expect becoming cloudy with temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 32 with a heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Winds from west at 6 km per hour with gusts on 11 km per hour, and moon is still full, invisible on 99%. Yesterday afternoon at Center the Art at Citadin, they inaugurated a beautiful exhibition of Priya Ceramics 2. Let's listen what she has to say about it and about her work. Priya, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
Yesterday was a special occasion for you.
Yeah.
With inauguration of Ceramics 2.
Yes, yes. It's my contribution to Auroville, no? Because I, as doing this work, you feel very isolated and you also question what you're doing. And when you're able to share it with the big family, the community, you just it feels fulfilling. And for me, it's also like something, an offering for the mother, no? Many people came, at least 70 people, I think, showed up. It was quite a number.
But for those who missed it yesterday, until when the exhibition will be going on?
It's until Monday the 20th. Mm-hmm. So it's still there for another 10 days. Yeah.
And Citadin the Art is open in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'll be there 2:30 to 5:30 afternoon every day. It's my time for rest. Maybe I do some knitting or something more quiet sitting there. But all the pieces are done in Auroville, so even after coming from Korea, I didn't put any of those pieces there. But there are pieces which have been made after my time in Korea.
And all of them are for sale, yeah.
All of them for sale.
Thank you all for coming today.
Yeah, have a nice day. Thank you.
And Citadin Center of the Art is open daily except on Sundays between 2:30 to 5:30. Priya's exhibition will be on until 20th of October. Otherwise, for all of you who like to sing and like to listen sang songs, tomorrow and after tomorrow, which is Friday and Saturday, 10th and 11th, between 7 to 9 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India in International Zone, Auroville Singing Festival going on. On the program are, of course, songs which sing along with the public and some songs on the given theme. Amongst others, also the song on the, for the climate change, Do It Now. We are all invited to come and enjoy Joyful Festival. On Saturday, 11th of October at 7:30 p.m., Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, we can see 15 minutes of photo slideshow on the 33rd Kala Chakra of Health in Leh, Ladakh. And 15 to 8, a documentary will be shown on Wheel of Life. On 12th of October at Matri Mandir in Unity Garden between 5:30 to 6:15, we can witness The Birth of Peace, which is meditative musical offering with the Russian singing bells. The bird of peace descending upon earth. It is to bring peace. It is the messenger of peace. The bird of peace descending upon earth. It is still far away, but one day it will alight upon the earth. There will be peace on earth. From the mother, and is from the book Sweet Mother, Harmonies of Light by Mona Sarkar. Before the program, there will be 15 minutes concentration. About opening of Sitpur, with the title Time Past, Time Present at the National Institute of Design Ahmedabad, Sebastian Cortez will be present at the opening reception for a guided walkthrough and presentation Catch the Preview on October 10th, which is tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. and exhibition will stay on view until 19th of October. The Localicious Auroville team invites us on Saturday, 18th of October at Youth Center at 10:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. at Farmers Market and Community Festival featuring local produce from Auroville Farms, tasty dosa, exclusive buffalo cheese, foodling products, papaya plants and other seedlings. To participate, we should call Krishna on 984-331-9260. Or we can email them on localicious@gmail.com. And here's the reminder from EcoService that we should be using AuroScrap more. AuroScrap is a subsection of EcoService specializing in buying valuable waste like old fridges, metal, copper wire, working or broken fans, electronics, construction waste, batteries, old guitars, PVC pipes, motors, cardboard boards, and etc. With the intention to generate funds for EcoService whilst at the same time offering us the opportunity to get of our junk what is really worth. They come with their load carrier, help you to clear out your storeroom or house or garden, weigh it all up or appraise it and and yay. That way you help support the waste management in Oroville simply by using them, clear the clutter in your home, and got a little to spend for yourself too. By using Euroscrap, Oroville Junk harvests its own junk instead of going outside party. Euroscrap is completely financially transparent to any Aurovillian. And they're hoping to hear from you, so you can call Surian on 944-3003-617, or we can write to him on surian@auroville.org or ecoservice@auroville.org. And here's the information also from World Cafe team. They would like to inform us that from now on, we can order pita bread to take home. They have two kinds of regular pita and sesame pita. And for orders, we can call on 262-2219. And from our team, we end our fund drive for the month of September with a donation of 500 on September 29th. Thank you all so much for making an effort. A total amount of 231,393 was raised, and we have achieved close to 2/3 of the funds needed to manage the radio for the year. This means that after 8 months, the radio will cease operations. Oh, we're just kidding. But as always, we will continue covering events, news and views on Oroville, offered free to the world. We would, however, like to meet our fundraising goal, which means raising an additional 125,233 rupees. So we welcome suggestions for how to achieve this. And let's conclude with the cinema. Actually, Aurobindo Auditorium with Bharat Nivas today at 7:30 p.m. In environmental films, they will show The Last Lions, directed by Derek and Beverly Joubert, and was made in USA and Botswana in 2011. At Ecofilm Club at Sedona Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Years of Living Dangerously, a documentary. At Movie Night at Zephyr on tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will show documentary Disruption on climate change, of course, and a few shorts directed by Kelly Nix and Jared Scott. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Million Dollar Arm, which is biography drama and is directed by Craig Gillespie. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen Science Fiction Adventure, X-Men Days of Future Past, made in 2014 and directed by Bryan Singer. And we have one more chance if we have missed the last screening of Remarkable Testimony from Curate, and that will be tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso. This is not the film screened before summer and realized by Christine and Olivier. It's never been seen before, interview film in 2011 where Kirat unfolds his vision of Oroville and India. It is indeed somehow as if the mother was expressing herself through his mouth, and what she says is so far away from what we commonly film about Oroville and ourselves in Oroville. So we shouldn't miss it tomorrow at 5 p.m. Cinema Paradiso. Today at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. they will screen Spanish documentary Fidel, The Untold Story, which was made in USA in 2001 by director Estela Brava. On Saturday, we can see Mother of George, which is drama and was made in Nigeria, USA in 2013 by director Andrew Dosunmu. And at Children Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. there was screen Animation Adventure Family, Treasure Planet, made in Australia, USA in 2002 by director Ron Clements. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we can see within Luchino Visconti Film Festival drama Death in Venice, made in Italy in 1971 by director Luchino Visconti, of course. And the mother wrote, "Personal effort is indispensable. Without it, nothing can be done. When the personal effort is sincere, the help is always there." Thank you for listening, so you can contact us on oroville radio.org.